But it's a very good morning to you from the sports team, and we start off with football this morning. Man United captain Bruno Fernandes says players are fully behind manager Erik ten Hag. Ten Hag is under pressure after a poor performance in the FA Cup semi-final where they needed penalties to beat championship side Coventry. Fernandes says they still have a lot to fight for this season and won't be distracted by the speculation around their manager.
We have to finish as high as possible. That's the main thing. And then we have an FA Cup final to play. So no one has to be worried, because it's not our job to worry about these things that come from the outside or from the inside or whatever, because we have the owners to take care of that, and we have the directors, and then we players, it's about performing on the pitch. And
And then Novak Djokovic is your 2024 Laureus World Sportsman of the Year. Last year, he won the titles at the Australian Open, French Open and US Open to reach a stunning career tally of 24 Grand Slam titles. The 2024 World Comeback of the Year award is Simone Biles beating Springbok captain Siyamthanda Kolisi. Aitana Bonmati is the 2024 Laureus World Sportswoman of the Year. And then the World Team of the Year is the Spanish National Women's Football Team. They were named the Team of the Year. That's after winning the FIFA Women's World Cup. And then finally, in a match that will live long in the memory of Varsity Cup lovers, UFS Shimlers are the 2024 champions after they downed Aiki Tigers 45 points to 42 thanks to a last-minute penalty where we saw 11 tries in Bloem. But it is the Shimlers who are your 2024 Varsity Cup champions. For the East Coast Raiders sports team, I'm Sky Shabalala.